those two stones. Yes, they go against each other. This is what the brain does. In the moment of being, there is no thought. Suddenly there's a jumper, like you start a car. Yes? And the brain says, no. Yesterday or 1 hour ago, you did not see it. Tomorrow something else will happen. So why do you... And then there's two pictures that shovel against each other. There's a great fire, foreign fire inside, and then jumping from the churn. What to do? And then we are bothered, and then... Yes, we're moving like in the room. What to do? I should do. There's a list to do. Let's do. And this is what it does. This is the nature of the brain. Call it mind. They call it sometimes monkey mind. All the times there's like monkeys are another catching here and catching there, catching this word, catching this story, presenting. And this is, in a way, the ancients, they have the same description in the lore that once there was expulsion from the Garden of Eden, the man became like, Adam became like a monkey. Yes? There is no serenity of being. They're just like the monkeys, they hold the branches in the tree. There's just, how do you say, there's just clinging. Yes, there's... Thought is clinging here, the other thought is clinging there, and this never has peace. Yes. Who is that us, or what is that us, the being inside? Yes, us is awareness. Yes. And within the time, it has no limitations, yes. But within the birth or so, we, by the way, this is, thank you for this question. Let's start from the birth of the baby. The word Bereshit starts with Bet. Its value is 2. And then Resh, its value is 200. So it starts with the 2. What happens in the birth of a baby? What happens in a regular birth? Jill, Yanis, you can unmute and speak. What happens? First comes what? What comes first? Usually when it's like natural birth, with no complication, yes. Jill, can you hear Jill, or there is no sound coming at the moment? Yes, you can hear. Yes, Yanis. Yes. Yes, yes, Jill. Hope we can hear you. Yanis, can you hear Jill? We hope that you could operate a microphone soon. We can't hear you. Let's write it because maybe she doesn't hear. We can't hear you. Jill's writing. Yes. So let's go back to the birth. Yes. Oh, we can, okay. Thank you, Jill. What happens in the birth that everything is, let's say, natural, comes the head of the baby comes first. Yes, and then the body and then the feet. So there is a beginning, yes, the head. The head is called in Hebrew Rosh, 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 Rosh. The same three letters, yes, appears in the word Bereshit. So the head comes first, and then the body, and then the feet. There's a beginning and end. The beginning, yes, there's the head coming. Yes, the body just slides with the help of the shoulders, and then the feet, and then there's a pickup, and then the cord and all of this. So there's a beginning to the body. The body, in a way, is a linear. There is a beginning, there's a head, there's, yes, the body, and then the feet, there's the end. And after a while, okay, the baby will present it to the parents, the cord and so on. They will check the placenta. But the perception of the baby is linear. It has beginning, yes, the head, and the feet is the end, beginning, and end, or two edges, Bereshit. It means, first of all, two heads or two beginnings or one beginning and one end. So in the birth, because it's a body, it's like a line. Yes, there's a beginning, the head, and there's a feet. And from this appearance of a baby, everything that will be around this baby will be linear. Immediately in the birth, with the birth of the baby, there's also another birth, which is much more important than the baby. What is the most important birth more than the baby? There are two beginnings, not just the baby begins. Another beginning starts, and in the power of two. Only the baby is being born. Also, parents are being born. Before there is a baby, there aren't any parents. Once the baby appears, there's also a birth of a parent. A parent is being born. Yes? Not just a baby is being born. With the appearance of the baby, a parent is being born. Yes? Not just a baby is being born. Yes? Also a parent is being born. And there's, again, the baby, the parent, there's between two dots, there is a linear connection. There's a lineage already. There's a linear connection between the parent to the child, to the baby. Linear lineage and so. So, what is the birth? Is the beginning of linear or linear perspective about everything. And it will just grow and it will catch more and more, gravity. That, of course, this baby will get a name, will be granted with a name. And this baby will learn to identify himself with this body, a linear appearance, with a name and with a story. And the baby, in a way, is conditioned to be limited. Not when the baby is being born, but around 2 years, everything will rotate around the axis and the perception will be limited to what? To a name, to a body, to a story. He will learn that his name is Alex or Maria, and this is the name of the parents because they were born too. Not just the baby is being born, also the parents are being born, because before there's a baby, there isn't any parents. And then everything is being narrowed down. But before, and this is a great question that nobody asked, we were once visited Germany, friends, they were having a baby, and we were escorting the mama with the baby to the supermarket, and she was just changing the blankets, it was hot and cold, and for a one single moment she said, but where was he before he appeared? And we were just looked at the question, and she immediately moved on not to stop on this question. But where was the baby before he appeared as the identified body in the birth? Where was the baby? Where was he or she? Where? They were invented? Where was the baby before the baby was born? Where? Where? Is the baby is a summary or an average between a sperm and an egg? Is it? No. So where was the baby? Where is the infinite that the baby is coming from? Now the baby is narrowed down to, I don't know how, what is the length of babies? 50 centimeters when they are being born, 53, I don't know, 3 kilos. Where all this infinite? Where? Suddenly, infinite is being cut. Yes? Yes, hovering above. Yes, hovering above. Yes. But there's like brackets around the baby. Yes, and their parents, like Eve says, yes? I have a baby. I bought it. Yeah, I have it. Before, I did not have it in my hand. But after the birth, it's in her hand. And now she is a mother. Yes, not mothering or caring goes through, yes, nature. She is a mother and she is having what she did not have 5 minutes before the birth in her hand. She is having it. She is having it as an asset. And this is the narration. Infinite is being shoveled, is being ignored. Like the mother said in Germany, but where was the baby before he was here? Now he's crying, she's feeding him, but where was he before? Suddenly there's appearance. But before the appearance, where was the baby? Not just this particular baby, but all babies. Kittens, baby dolls, where were they? So infinite is not gone. Yes. Yes. They are formless. Yes. Life are formless. Yes. When there is a manifestation of a baby, we say it's a baby. Yes. Yes. We say the word baby. It's a form of a baby. It's a name of a baby. There's a manifestation, appearance of a baby. Yes. And there's a life moving through the baby. Yes, but also there is a life moving through the baby dolphin. There's all the time movement in a way from the infinite, yes, to the manifestation, to the finite, all the time. This is what Ramana Maharshi says, the great mystery is being ourselves reality, not just human, all this creation. Ourselves reality. When there's a movement, suddenly the dolphin, the female dolphin, delivers like more dolphins, baby dolphins. Where were they before she was conceiving with them? infinite awareness, but when infinite awareness wants to know itself as in a finite, or yes, what happens? There's a birth. Infinite wants to know itself as finite, there's a birth of a baby dolphin, of a kitten, of a baby. So returning to the first question, yes? We just learn, yes, to identify ourselves with a birth that happens in time, with a body, with a story, with a narration, while ignoring all infinite possibilities. And then people are shouting and crying, I'm suffering. Yes? So there is no need to cry and to suffer and to mourn. Yes? Just acknowledge, yes, or admit the infinite. All the rest is just fig leaves. Yes? Like little blankets, quilt blankets that are covering the infinite. If the infinite will not, yes, yes, Yanis is asking why infinity wants to know the finite and make it so complicated for us, the manifested, to understand. We don't need to understand. We don't need to understand. It goes way beyond our understanding, really. Yes? We don't need to understand. So in order that there will be life occurring all the time, infinite needs to, yes, to concise itself, starts with the poem Tree of Life, concise itself, yes, and then there's an empty space and there's a burst to have the flow of life, yes, yes, to have the flow of life, this is what happens, yes. Because life, it means living. Living, it means there's a breath of life. Yes? So there isn't, let's go again to this baby. There is no individual doer. There is no personal story, because all of those are what? Are active denial of what we are. Yes, infinite awareness or consciousness. Yes, all of those others, name, birth, stories, CVs, biographies, da-da-da-da-da-da. There's a beautiful poem I saw a couple of weeks ago. There is a Polish author or poet, lady poet, and she wrote a poem, I read the translation to Hebrew, about writing CV, yes? When we would like to apply for a job, or we go for a job interview, usually people write CV and they send it before they get even a chance to go for an interview. So she wrote a beautiful poem about this moment, that everything has to be narrowed down, and you cannot mention a bird in your CV. You cannot mention a flower. It nothing has to do with the CV. You cannot mention music. You cannot mention poetry. You cannot mention the rain, the sunlight, the sunset. You cannot mention the stars, because it's irrelevant. Yes? To the job interview. And she said, what? And after she finishes to write her CV and also the poems goes, you ask yourself, this is life. Like few orphans line on the page. This job interview is like a identity or persona where all infinite is just being wiped. Because it doesn't serve, yes, serve what? the aim of finding a job, because if people would like to find a job, they have to show that focus. This is also an interesting version I heard from. There was a guy, Israeli guy, he mathematician. He used to work as a programmer. He made a PhD in mathematics and used to apply all the time for jobs in mathematics, programming, computers. So he was like looking again for another job, and he was writing a CV, and he wrote a line. He mentioned a poem there in the CV. So he showed it to his friend. What do you say about the CV? Does it seem right? Because I need to apply. He's a father, family provider. He would like to be accepted for a job. So his friend is also a mathematician, programmer. He said, everything is great. You wrote very good CV. But this line about poems, that you like to read poems, it has nothing to do with this job interview. So be focused, his friend telling him. Be focused and delete this line, yes, from your CV, and you'll get a job interview. And this guy that applied, he says, that's it. This comment from his co-friend just made it for him, and he made a cut. Yes. He did not apply for the job as a mathematician, as a programmer. He says, this is, for me, was the watershed. He just took the page, threw it to the, how do you say, paper, paper box, and he had such a relief. In a way, this friend, this comment that came from his friend, his colleague, really helped him. Delete this line. Just exhibit, how do you say, victories on paper. You're great programmers. You're a programmer. You solve problems very efficiently. You're brilliant. Just put the brilliance on paper. What the rest doesn't matter. And this was like a watershed for him. He took the paper, threw it in a paper basket, and he had a relief for the first time in his life. It happened to him, I think, above 40. He had a relief. He did not care about the job. He didn't care about the job interview. He didn't care about the years he spent in university, in high mathematics studies, about programming, about, competition in the field, because it's a very, very accelerated field. The competition is really vicious, I would say. He says, the first time in his life, he had a relief. And from this point, he just created assemblies, yes, in which people can come and share their poetry. And he was, from this point on, he's just making literary sessions and conversations with people. And he's just, he testified, he says it's a different life for him. Just admit the truth. Because it's to cut everything. To cut. I'm only this who wakes up at 7, wash, like you see in a movie, go to shower, chuck, 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 coffee, standing in the elevator, holding something, get a brief on the phone, chuck, 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 chuck. You have to do this, and this in the office. Attend a meeting with another group. They want to buy us, make a good whatever case. Otherwise, they will eat our office. You know, always have to present, to go in front, to solve problems, to make yourself famous, known. Otherwise, you will be kicked. Yes, you have to show all the time what results. Yes. Otherwise, we can take another one. There are thousands of you waiting in universities. We need you. So, this is it. So, life is infinite. Life is not limited to the story of the birth, of the circumstances, of the whatever we were being told, whatever we were got on our cart as an influence, movie, literature, people around. There aren't any limitations. There aren't any limitations whatsoever. Whatsoever. And all the menu that the brain suggests to us all the time, you're limited, you have to do ABC before lunch, DEF after lunch, all those, this is the servant, yes, the servant, the brain, the servant, yes. This is the bondage of self. Any questions, Fernando, Gillianis, that you would like to ask or you would like to share, please feel free. Any question. We are not a story. We are not a history. We are not limited to the frame that we learn to tame ourselves around it. Yes, we are not. It's very simple. Thank you for being with us today. We would like to wish you a very good day, wonderful week, good weather conditions, and see you here tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for coming and being with us. Toda and Shalom.